Parts of the Ohio Valley saw historic levels of voter turnout during the presidential election, as many experts had predicted. But in some parts of our region, turnout was still lower than the national average. Alana Watson of the Ohio Valley Resource breaks down the numbers.
Compared to the 2016 election, voter turnout for the 2020 general election increased slightly in Kentucky and Ohio, while West Virginia, which had some of the lowest turnout in 2016, saw a substantial jump. Several county clerks throughout Kentucky credited the day's success to the expanded voting options that Kentucky voters had for the election, 3 weeks of early voting and absentee voting. Hardin County, Kentucky Clerk Debbie Donnelly says those voting options brought more people out.
This many people would not have taken that opportunity, I don't believe, to have gone and voted if they hadn't had the choice of more days to vote.
Kentucky's Democratic governor and Republican Secretary of State both support making some of those expanded options permanent. Ohio and West Virginia also extended voting options for people concerned about catching COVID-19. Data analysis by the Ohio Valley Resource found that West Virginia's percentage of registered voters casting ballots jumped by 5 points to more than 62%. Mac Warner is West Virginia's Secretary of State.
And the high voter turnout gives all of us confidence in the outcome of the election.
West Virginia's turnout was above the national average of about 60%. Ohio turnout increased slightly from about 71% to nearly 72%. 80 counties in the state reported an increase in turnout. Kentucky only had a slight increase of 0.3%. Although over 90 counties saw an increase in turnout, the state's two largest cities, Louisville and Lexington, saw a drop in turnout. Secretary of State Michael Adams believes the turnout is still significant for Kentucky.
If you had told me when I took office that we'd have a record number voting and it would be in the context of a pandemic, I wouldn't have believed you.
These numbers could change slightly this week as election officials finish counting absentee ballots. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Alana Watson.